Yeah, so the real value goes having true entitlements in your hand on raw land, like agricultural unrestricted land. So we're getting a farm, it's 243 acres. And that land, I got it for 8,000, like 200 an acre, when everything in that area is going for 20 to 30 an acre plus, right? 35 an acre plus. So we already bought it at like 20 cents on the dollar or something, right? So that there's one level of value there. Then you just bust it down into tens, you sell it quickly for 15, bam, you make $2 million in 6 months or whatever, or a year, and everybody's cheering for you and how happy they are for you. But you know, if we go through, we file some documents, we talk to the water company, we talk to the electrical company, you do a drainage study, a flood study, you know, road elevations, that kind of stuff, take a few months. Then you take all those documents to the county, to the city, to everybody, and you say, hey, I want to build a neighborhood. It looks just like this. Here's all my specs. And then they look at it, they look it over, they say, well, damn, everything looks good. Let's run it. So now they give you like a certificate. You have a letter from the water company that says that we're going to provide, you know, 82 meters to this land based on the plans we saw. Same from the electric company, right? They send you a letter that says, hey, you guys are good for 150 meter poles inside of this subdivision. You have those letters signed, sealed, and delivered, ready to go. And then you have your approvals to break ground with the city, right? So you can start your road, start dropping in your water lines.
And mind you, that pay, depending on the project, the paperwork needed for that could be six figures plus. So I think the quote we're getting on this one is like 250,000.
Yeah, so that's the value, right? So somebody's like, well, why doesn't the seller just do that themselves? Good luck knowing everything to do, right? And then also good luck having the money on hand, right? Two, 300,000. And this could all get shot down, right? You spend a 200 or 300 grand, and it turns out, nope, the electrical, no matter what, they can't provide electricity to your property.
There's no water. You're stuck.
Yep. There's no groundwater. You'll see some of that in North Texas. You won't see so much of it around San Antonio. There's a lot of groundwater here. And, you know, that's another value that I think people are not seeing that are in this business is right now, you got to have water to be able to even build a neighborhood. And in Texas, you know, there's not that many veins of water, you know, like aquifers and all that. So San Antonio is massively, massively underpriced right now. But that's what I was
But
saying earlier.
in that
What's that?
scenario, we would do without all that due diligence to make sure that, we don't close on something without checking those boxes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right. And that's the correct way to buy real estate. But something that we're doing right now is we can afford to roll the dice because this is our backyard, and we already know what's happening here. I could tell you where the water is. So I know for a fact when I buy that property, we're closing on this ranch before the due diligence is over, no matter what, right? But I know that we're going to do it because I know Poteet has tons of public water. And then I know that if Poteet doesn't give us public water, that if I go down 13, most wells are 200 feet, 300 feet, that's it. If I go down 1,300 feet, I'll hit like the biggest part of the aquifer, like an ocean. So that means I can throw a lot of houses up around there. So that tells me that land is prime, 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 because I can get density there because there's so much water there. If not, oh man, we got to do 5 acre lots now because the county says we can only get 10 water wells on the whole property. So
Oh,
now
wow.
you're going to lose a lot of profit going to 5 acre lots. Right now, I'm
We're
trying to
still
get
in
it
the
down to
green.
30,000 acre lots.
Yeah. And mind you, we're
So,
getting the deal for 8,000, so it's a 3x still.
yeah. So, plan A was to sell it all as is in big chunks without doing any development and try to make like a milli, a cold milli quick, you know, 6 to 12 months flat. But now that we're going to run $300,000 to $500,000 worth of paperwork on it, get some soil testing done, do a drainage study, all that crap. We might try to sell it for like 6 to 7.5 million, you know, and try to wholesale the deal for 2 million cash to us. Or plan C is we just go ahead and break ground, go ahead and just start clearing the road, start dropping the water lines in, you know, just get ready to go to war. And then I'm half expecting, you know, when you're calling it around to a developer and saying, hey, I got this property, want to sell. I posted on Facebook. I said, hey, I want to partner with builders who would want to throw their houses on my lots and we both get paid at closing. Bam, I got like 15 phone calls to make. So what I'm trying to do is similarly find a developer who will fund the construction of the roads and all that. They'll be like, oh, how much are you selling these lots for? How many houses can I borrow? Or how many lots will you sell to one person? Well, I don't know, buy 100. And the guy's like, well, you know, what I got to do? Well, help me throw this damn road in for starters, you know.
Right.
Do you have 500 grand on you I could borrow? That would help a lot. And then I could sign a commitment to say, hey, I'll give you all of Avenue E if, you know, you throw me in a mile of road.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm kind of reverse engineering the funding on this bad boy.
Dude, that's freaking creative right there. I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll give you this lot, you know, I'll give you this lot and then you, you know, you do this and then he's getting value because he's getting, you know, it's just, it's a barter.
Because how do builders got to make money? They got to go find the land. They got to entitle it. They got to wait 2 years. Now I can finally build 20 houses and make $4 million. But if I say, hey, you don't got to do nothing. I got 20 lots right there. You can take them all. But all the slabs have to be poured all in the same 30-day window. Mm-hmm. You know, so they got to commit to building all 20 at the same time. You know, that's what I'm looking for is people that have a big wallet. With that, we'll find private money guys. We'll find developers, you know, all that stuff. Right. So if we could use the fund money to tie one of these deals up, right? Let's say it's a $3 million ranch. The fund puts down 10%, 300 grand. And then we go to work with all this network of builders and developers, let them fund it all out. And we're just doing our value is we negotiated the deal. And then now we're starting. We're filing all the paperwork. We're doing all the testing. We're ready to go. Like we're seriously playing. We're going to break ground with or without you. But to be able to attract outside capital, for them, when they see what we're doing and they see the value in it, like, hey, you know, this builder specifically for Luling area, but he's out of lots. And you say, hey, well, I got 30 coming up. He's like, well, damn, how many can I buy? Like, hopefully all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great insight.
Yep.